Yael, no form of life could possibly survive direct exposure to the harsh conditions of space. Think of the hard vacuum, extremes of temperature, and the powerful radiation.
Life is very hardy, Don. The only way to tell for sure is to do experiments.
Have these experiments ever been done?
Yes, there have been several. In one conducted in 2008, a package was placed on a platform outside the International Space Station. Bacterial spores, lichens, and even plant seeds were exposed to space for 18 months, and then the package was brought back to Earth for study. The lichens were hardy, rock-colonizing communities of fungi and bacteria taken from harsh Swiss mountaintops and Antarctic valleys. The seeds were of a flowering plant called Arabidopsis and of tobacco.
I'll bet they all died instantly.
No. Amazingly, about half of the bacterial spores survived exposure to space unharmed. Some of the lichens, including those exposed to intense sunlight, survived too. A quarter of the seeds, including almost half of the tobacco seeds, still sprouted and produced healthy plants after returning to Earth.
Wow. So what does all this tell us?
Some biologists worry that microbes from Earth might hitch a ride on an interplanetary probe and foul attempts to detect alien life. The findings confirm that these concerns are serious. When an asteroid or comet strikes a planet or moon, the explosion can hurtle huge amounts of debris into space. Such discoveries raise the possibility that life could spread from world to world by surviving long space trips aboard these meteorites.
Still, if I ever go into space, I'll keep my spacesuit on.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from PINCO. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.